Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, I'm going to tie all of these topics together in the first segment. Then second segment, we'll get to multiple issues. And then our friend Rena is going to join us. I post speaking Jim Pete, his fabulous wife, Tika, sent me a photo yesterday. This is from 25 years ago. I'll show you since you're not on Instagram. Or did I show you this yesterday? I don't think I did.
No, you did not show me yesterday.
Tika sent me a picture. Somehow it popped up in Summer Feed. This one, I'm married to Kathleen, and we're at Madden's 25 years ago. Tika looks the same.
Good for her.
Kathleen looks so similar, and Pete and I, you know.
Not been good to you?
It's been a good run. It's been a good run. So here, and if you want to see the photo, so you can describe it, see the photo. I'm on Instagram. I don't post a lot on Instagram. I should post more. I really should. At Chad Hartman Show. Forget me. You want to see young Jim Pete, young Tika Pete, and young Kathleen, you can. Follow us on Instagram. Just give it a try a little bit. At Chad Hartman Show. Follow us on Twitter. At Dave_Harrigan. At Chad Hartman Show. And podcast the show. Odyssey. Spotify. Apple. You name it. Okay, what are your first thoughts when you see the photo?
I don't believe you were ever that young.
I'm 35 there.
I know. 25 years ago. The year 2000.
Yeah.
I mean, with Jim Pete, the obvious is the hair.
Yep.
Got a full head of hair, though. He does not now.
Mm-hmm.
You've still got plenty of hair.
Yep.
But you've got a really kind of an almost pompadour kind of thing going up there. It's high.
I kind of went with the poofy hair.
Yeah. You're poofy. There's no question you're poofy.
Yeah. Maybe I was trying to act like I was like 6'3 or something.
I think you were trying to squeeze
poor
a couple inches up there.
Hair height control. That's what I had.
Maybe you were intimidated by Jim Pete's true height and you said, you know what? I can get up there, Jim.
That is a strong, strong possibility. So give us a follow on some of the social media platforms. Follow Jason. Follow Vanita. Follow everybody on the station. Jeffrey Lurie is the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Jeffrey Lurie has been very involved in autism and helping out with awareness and having big events. Well, today, news came out, and this is me as a father of a son with autism, where I was immensely touched by this. And by the way, you do not have to have autism in your life to feel like this was just a tremendous gesture, because Lurie and his family are donating $50 million, I repeat, $50 million to Children's Hospital and Penn Medicine to create the Lurie Autism Institute. Largest single donation towards autism ever made to a U.S. hospital. This goes back to the Nancy Lurie Marks Family Foundation, founded by Jeffrey Lurie's mother, where they have donated to autism causes for a while. The foundation, even before this $50 million, Dave, has raised more than $40 million, including over $10
million wow.
this year. This is taking a lot of financial success and finding something that touches so many Americans. And when I don't fault people for wondering what is going on with autism, what is going on with autism when it doesn't affect anybody in my family, what is going on with autism when it's your daughter, your son, your brother. And so what a fantastic gesture by the Lurie family. $50 million is an extraordinary amount of money when the numbers are increasing, and there are a lot of reasons why. And we can have that debate, and we're about to get into a little vaccine talk with RFK Jr. But what a decent gesture. What a gesture filled with your heart and your wallet to try to give us greater understanding to why the autism rates are increasing, how to help those who have autism, just a gesture that we need more of. And, yeah, it is notable when it's $50 million, but it's also notable when people, you know, help causes with $10 and $20.
Absolutely. As it's so true that every little bit helps. And when you see when you see something like that, clearly it's not just, you know, the Lurie family concerned about autism with the country. They've got to have some sort of connection.
Yep.
Obviously, it's very, very personal to them.
Yep.
And as you said, whether it's $5, $50 million, if there's a cause that you feel a connection to, whether it's a personal connection with you, your family, or just something that, you know, that just speaks to you, whatever you can give, whatever you can do, money,
yes,
just bringing attention to the cause, sharing a couple things on, you know, Twitter or Facebook, you know,
right, exactly,
it's all helpful,
whatever is within your capability. And there is nothing in any way to be shamed. All of it is applauded. Whether it's volunteering, whether it's raising awareness, all the things you said it beautifully. So bravo to anybody who finds a cause, not just autism, but whatever it might be. Now we have RFK Jr., who's lied about autism frequently throughout his life. Cited that Wakefield study, which was disproven quickly. Has said things about autism and vaccines that are lies, that are insults. And Donald Trump appointed him because RFK Jr. was going to get, what's he going to get? Millions and millions of votes?
Yeah, got him some votes. That's nice.
He wasn't going to win, but in a close race, he was going to be a factor. So he's savvy politically, but then he puts him in charge of health and human services. And he told us all these things in his congressional hearings about what he wasn't going to do, what he was going to do. And he's sticking to the fact that he is an extraordinary vaccine skeptic. He's not against all vaccines. That's a lie. But he's against plenty, and he's extraordinarily skeptical. So yesterday, he announces that he's retiring all 17 members of the government panel of vaccine advisors. A clean sweep is needed to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. Listen, there are very valid questions that can be asked, and the answers I might not like, you might not like, but questions can be asked. But when you have somebody who's trying to stack the deck the way RFK Jr. is doing it, we know what he's trying to get to. These are individuals who are independent medical and public experts who've made recommendations on review and evidence, okay? He claims, and again, I think he bumps into the truth, that some of the members committee were last-minute appointees of the Biden administration and noted that without outing advisors from the current group, the Trump administration would not have the ability to appoint a majority of new members until 2028. But then good reporting pointed this out. All HHS agencies and advisory panels have rigorous policies for conflict of interest, and there have been no related issues for years. Because he claimed in this dismissal, in the Biden part, he claimed there were persistent conflicts of interest, and they become a little more than a rubber stamp for any vaccine. That's because he's such a vaccine denier. All members, just adding it from the reporting that I saw multiple places, of the Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee are already required to comply with the regulations around disclosing potential conflicts of interest. I think this is frightening. Frightening for what is going on. Ask questions. Absolutely. Don't just accept what you're told. But when you appoint someone who's doubted the belief in vaccines, who's tied vaccines to autism over and over again, many times with disproven studies, laughed at studies, and he's now going to appoint the people, and then he's going to give us a conclusion from the people he's appointed? Okay, sure. Then one last thing on special education. The Walz administration had the trifecta a couple years ago. And had, what do we have? We had an $18 billion surplus.
It's a good surplus. Big surplus.
We spent, and we spent, and we spent, and we spent. This year, more of a compromise. Good. And if both sides are upset, fine. Probably better off.
How it should be.
Yep. But the Walz administration was talking about budget cutting for special education. So now what they're doing, they're appointing this Blue Ribbon Commission. I love how they just call it a Blue Ribbon Commission. To look for $250 million in savings for special education. And if not, then the Minnesota Department of Education is going to have to cut that money. This is so cruel to so many families in this state who have kids who have special education. There is such an enormous divide in this state, in many areas, far from just special education, but in particular in special education, on the number of teachers, on the number of parents, on how they work with the mainstream kids, on what education they're taught, the patience that is shown by these teachers. Those folks who buy in and have the kindness in their heart and the intellect to teach our kids who happen to be because of just this most minor change in their genetics could be any one of us listening. And they are quality individuals in special education. They are angels. They are amazing individuals. But there is such a divide in the schools where they have money versus the schools when they normally don't. And what we're going to do is cut another $250 million. And I get more of this responsibility is in the federal government because they have been woefully behind, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. And so then the states have to pick up where the federal government has fallen short repeatedly. But it is a sad situation for a lot of families who see this and think they're battling over and over again to try to give their kids the best opportunity possible. And now we're looking to cut another $250 million when we're incredibly short to begin with.
I was going to say, you're talking about families who I'm sure the vast majority would say special ed is already underfunded.
It is in almost all places. We were lucky, incredibly lucky. I'm going to acknowledge that. We had the ability to get to – we looked at multiple schools, right? We looked at multiple schools, Hunter and Griff. And then because Quentin has autism, we were willing to switch completely for Quentin. If we had to move, we would. And we looked around, and it turned out the district we were in, great. High number of teachers, probably as many as any district in the state. Lucky, lucky, lucky. So many other people aren't in that position, and now we're going to cut money. That's just cruel. It's 21 past 2.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's get to 4 or 5 topics here before Rena joins us. Representative Tim Burchett, who's always interesting. You're going to love him, you're going to hate him, but he makes news when he's on in the networks. Joined about a report that the Pentagon included hundreds of new incidents, but no evidence of aliens, according to officials. A newly revealed Department of Defense review shows the U.S. military, what's happening here, deliberately spread UFO rumors, including staged photos and false briefings to protect classified weapons programs. The practice wasn't just passive denial or science. In some cases, it was policy. One such incident, first uncovered by the Wall Street Journal, involves an Air Force colonel in 1980 handed fake photos of flying saucers to a bar owner near the top secret Air 51 base in Nevada.
Area 51.
Planted UFO myths to hide secret weapons programs.
Oh.
This has got to be a big part of the Schrader Show, right?
Yes. This has been a decades-long okey-doke is what you're telling me.
So a lot of people have thought that the Pentagon has been lying when people see UFOs. Mm-hmm. Now this suggests that they are actually planting UFOs to hide other things
sowing seeds from the public. That's incredible.
Lawmakers trade stocks.
Wait.
Do we need to play the thing again, or you're just the thing?
I'm just the thing. I can't find the other things.
Okay,
right now.
Good enough. Lawmakers trade stocks heavily as Trump rolled out Liberation Day tariffs. Okay, this has been a big issue for decades. You go to the legislature, you go to the Capitol in D.C., and now when you have access to all this information and you're going to start trading stocks,
mm-hmm.
and you go there worth said figure, and you leave with a big, fat, bigger figure, what the bleep is going on?
I'm sure these trades that they made on Liberation Day didn't do very well.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, okay. Darn.
So well before Liberation Day, who's the number one person who comes up? Nancy Pelosi. Because of Paul Pelosi, again, the grotesque comments about, you know, when he was attacked, put that aside. But, I mean, the Pelosis have made Harrigan sums of money.
No, they're not quite that high.
Since they went to Congress. And what is funny is two lawmakers who call for stock trading bans in the past, one a Democrat, one a Republican, Ro Khanna, who's on a lot of the networks, and Rob Bresnahan, Republican. They're like two of the ones called, reported the most transactions by themselves, family members.
Are you citing fraudulence in Congress, Chad?
Okay, so we need to get the best of the best to go to Congress. If I say to Dave Harrigan, what do we have to do? So if you're elected, okay, and God help all of us if this happens, you replace Angie Craig. Is Angie Craig your congresswoman right now?
No, Betty McCollum is mine.
You got Betty McCollum?
Mm-hmm.
You're about as left as Betty. Kidding. Do you have to give up all your stocks? Because do we buy this idea, I'm going to put them in a family trust or trust of my investors, and I never communicate in any way, because who's really following up on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you have to give them up, but maybe you just have to hold on to what you have.
So you're sitting out, but if you're someone...
Yeah, that's not fair either, though, if your stocks are
tanking. Do you really have to sit out the whole time? Because I think I get why people are angry. I totally get it. But aren't we going to lose out on more people who are pretty good? We're going to say, wait, the whole world can put money in the market, but I can't? Because I'm in Congress, but then I'm betwixt here because I don't believe enough of them about the whole, it's in a trust and I'm not talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That is the issue. We see this everywhere. You saw it again more and more. This is now at a track meet.
Hold on.
Whoosh. There we go. At a track meet where individuals are harassing, intentionally trying to throw off athletes. Why? Because they're betting on someone else. Mm-hmm.
They got scratch riding on the outcome.
At a track meet.
You think track isn't bettable, Chad?
I know it is. I just didn't think it was that bountiful. And so, well, think about golf now. So quiet. Here's Bryson. On the 16th.
Baba boy!
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes!
All those folks need to be tased instantly. And I think you're...
Get in the hole!
I think you're tased even if you're sitting next to them or standing next to them. That's where we're going to see more and more of that. We know it's they're reaching out to them and they're threatening them through Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Now they're actually trying to disrupt them in the event itself. Your country, your people.
Mm-hmm. My people, that's right.
My God. Rena. She would not do that, but she'd harass and heckle us. We know that. Rena Sargentopoulos next. Okay. I said it last week. Obviously, I don't know how because it's radio technology. I need that on my phone. And I'm going to need you to call me every couple days just so I hear that again. Ooh.
That terrible noise.
Ah, I mean, it's... Okay, when did, this is Rena on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Highland. When did Dave reach out to you and say, hey, I'm off, so we don't want to keep blowing you off on Wednesday, so come join us on Tuesday. What is that, yesterday, maybe?
Yes, it was.
And then when Dave just called you right now, and you saw Dave's phone number pop up, what was your reaction?
Well, it always comes up. It's not stored under Dave because I have Dave's number stored under Dave. So this is the station's number.
Really weird number.
So it always comes as a surprise.
It's a surprise, right? And why was it a surprise, Rena?
Because my brain doesn't work, and I forgot that you guys were calling, like always.
Hold on, Dave, go ahead.
What you're not privy to, Chad,
yes,
is I asked her yesterday morning, sent a text, said, hey, we got a couple times. We'd love to move you to tomorrow if you can do it. Do either of these times?
Because we miss you.
Yeah, do either of these times work for you?
Yeah.
She texted back a little bit later, said, hey, how about 2:35? Or that sounds good. Or she said either one is fine. So I said, okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, either I texted her later than in the day, around, it was probably around 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Let's go 2:35. Her response was, I already forgot.
And
so this is two times forgot.
So already forgot yesterday, forgot today. And now our time is shrunk because you have work responsibilities.
I told him I was going to be late.
Oh.
All good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Respect the show.
That's what we need. I mean, management doesn't, but I mean, I'm pleased you do. Now, you're about to shoot a promo. Is that the idea?
Correct.
Is that a promo for today's show, or is it a promo for, like, what Care 11's all about?
Oh, gosh, no. No. This is just like, hey, here's what's coming up at 5. Here's what's coming up at 6.
Do you want to practice with us? We'll count you down.
Have it in front of me.
Oh, so in other words, unless you have a script, it's teleprompter arena.
Typical TV.
Yeah.
Can't think for herself, right?
Jeez.
I can read you the 5 o'clock open, or at least my portions of it. But
here we go. All right. We're coming down in 3, 2, 1. Go, Rena.
Charges filed this afternoon in connection with the shooting at Northtown Mall, and it's not the suspect's first run-in with the law.
That was good.
And the Vikings officially back to work. See, those are my two parts.
Yeah, that was good because that's what TV likes to do. Here's the thing, but wait a second. Here's the little surprise. That's the hook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps it. Got to have the hook or else they could be clicking. What'd you think of that?
Well, yeah, I don't know what the hook is.
Hook was shooting in Northtown Mall, but then little bit of a surprise, and then the viewer at home's going, God, I wish Jeopardy. No way. Okay, so what was that? You know, okay.
Do you think me saying it's not the suspect's first run-in with the law, do you think anybody at home is like, whoa, I'm surprised that someone who shot somebody else at a mall is not the first time that they've had trouble with the law?
Gobsmacked. That's what they are. They're stunned by that. That they would think nobody would be a habitual offender.
I thought the hook was going to Vikings then, too. Vikings back to work.
There's stuff in between. Julie's got to read some stuff, too. It's all carefully thought out.
You don't need Julie.
It's carefully thought out.
Let's get rid of Julie. I mean, come on. Let's phase her up.
No.
It's been a good run. No, we're kidding. No, she's outstanding. So are you working the 5-6 today? Are you working the 10? What show is you working today?
Okay, what show do I always do, Chad?
Well, you're doing the early one.
You don't even know.
Yeah, you do the
You don't even know.
You do the one at 1:30 in the morning, right?
You don't even know, do you? How long have I been on the show? How many years now?
The 4 o'clock one you're doing.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's okay. Dave holding up fingers in the background.
Dave, did you hold up anything?
I didn't have to this time, but I was prepared to. I was frankly hoping he got it wrong.
He had no idea. I was the one who maybe had a chance at a guess.
Please.
He had no
That's
idea.
That's true. Yeah, the 4 and the 5 today.
The 4 and the 5. Okay.
And then I have something to do in the 6 that is more like reporting.
Oh. So,
there you go.
Can you tease us what that is?
Oh, it's just updates on what's happening right now in L.A. So okay. I have to wait to even write it.
Right. Who knows what's taking place there. I want to ask you this. Most workers, the story Dave found today, this is Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. Most workers who switch jobs are making a career change. Listen to this data. 64% of workers who switch jobs from 2022 to 2024 also change careers. That surprises me, right? Isn't that a high percentage?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. When did you first land your first job in the media, and what was it?
Oh, my lamb. It was my senior year in college, so that would have been 1995.
You sound like you're asking me. She was asking me? Ron Burgundy? San Diego? Or 1995?
I was a producer at the CBS station in my hometown.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Starting off big out the gate.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think? Were you, this is it, this is what I want to do, or were you, my God, what was I thinking?
Oh, no, I've been hooked from the very first minute I stepped into this job.
Okay. When did you move from producing to in front of the camera?
I took a step backwards.
Uh-oh.
And went to Dubuque, Iowa. So I had to go to a smaller television.
Yeah, that happens, right? Yeah.
To do the on-air stuff. So it was about, I think, 97 is when I moved to Iowa.
Yep.
Maybe 96. I don't know.
Were you always Rena Sargentopoulos, or do we have a different name?
No, and you know what? I started long enough ago that I thought that someone along the way might ask me to change it just because the amazing amount of letters,
a lot of letters,
that exist in my last name.
Too many, in fact.
But no one has.
Yeah.
No one's ever asked me to change my last name.
Dave.
My real last name.
Yeah, should we take out a few of those letters from now on in the open, maybe?
Which would you get rid of?
Theopolis. We don't need the Arbol.
Just Sarge?
Yeah.
Sargent?
Yeah.
There's a lot of I's at the beginning. A lot of I's.
Sneaky eyes. You wouldn't expect him to be there. And all of a sudden, boom!
Sneaky eyes. Okay, so this is saying, this study, back to the study, that all these folks are changing work. Was there a point, Dubuque or anywhere, where you said, as much as you said you fell for it right away, where you thought, nope, this isn't it. Pull the ripcord. I'm done.
No.
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 That's good. And Dave, according to this study, that's a rarity.
Yeah. Good for her. She found
something
she loves.
30 years.
Yeah.
20 of them here at Care 11.
That's right. 20 years at Care 11. Yeah. Is this year the 20-year anniversary?
October 5th.
October
5th. 20th anniversary.
Oh.
Should do an extra on that.
I don't think anyone cares.
Well, we do. You normally
including my bosses.
Yeah, you are normally. Well, let's send that soundbite to Carol. You normally are the one who put together the goodbyes. Why don't you put together October 5th a report? You say, I want to surprise everybody on air. I don't want anybody to see it. And then it's all about you touting yourself in your 20 years at Carol 11.
It'd be super short.
Can you throw yourself a 20th anniversary party?
Yeah.
I don't know, but don't forget, I don't remember anything, so I quite frankly don't know what I have accomplished here.
Oh, stop. 20 years at any TV station is pretty impressive. That just doesn't happen that often.
Well, that's because I'm old. Doesn't happen anymore.
No, that means because you're good. Okay, yes or no? I don't think she'll answer this, but I really hope she'll answer this. Who's the biggest jerk you've worked with at Care 11? They might be gone, right, Dave? I mean, so she could say it right now.
Or they might be standing right next to her.
Yeah,
who knows?
That'd be better. Yeah.
This place has a way of removing square pegs from the situation.
Okay.
We've had lots of square pegs, round holes, you know, over the years, but most of those people move on because it's just not fit for them.
So in other words, if they're jerks,
it's not a good fit.
They don't last.
No, they don't.
They don't last.
It weeds itself out. It figures itself out.
Dave, tell Rena before we go, the camp your daughter's involved in next week.
Next week, both of them are going to a musical theater camp that will feature songs and, you know, I don't know how much they actually do, but of Moana 2.
Do you hate yourself for some reason? Why would you do such a thing?
Well, I'm not going.
Well, you're going to have to listen to every song
over
and over again.
He's taking the day off to go listen to their performance.
To go with them?
Well, yeah. They've got a little performance on the last day, a little half-hour thing. Frankly, Moana 2 music, a lot better than what they're into right now.
Which is?
Oh, just terrible stuff. Descendants. What's the new one?
Yeah.
I can't think of the other one they're into right now. It's just Moana's very, very tolerable. The Moana movies are quite good.
Yes.
I agree with that.
The first one.
I agree.
First one.
Yeah, you're down on the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no Lin-Manuel Miranda second time.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's a big drop off. Also, like, I'm all for these camps. They don't need to have a family gathering, though, each time.
No.
That's the difference. Tough guy town. You know, I'm a couple years, you know, we didn't have to go to a celebration of it every time. We pick them up or we see him and say, how was the day camp? Great. Now you guys have to go there and fake like you're enjoying it.
So your kids work hard putting together this performance and you would just say, ah, not for me?
No, they would just do it and then we'd find out about
it. Yeah, do it for nobody?
For the people of the camp.
Them?
Yes. You know.
Yeah. I sadly missed every soccer game but one this year because I'm always at work.
Yeah. Good luck. You're lucky on that one, don't you think?
That's a win. Well done.
That is a big, big win for you. My favorite story about that is a middle boy didn't want to be in this particular sport. So I'm doing the Wolves. So when I was flying back in between games, because we had a lot of Quinton stuff going on, and I'm trying to sleep while Griffin is soccer practicing, and it's one of those early spring practices, and it's so cold, and I took the overnight back from L.A., and I was going back, you know, la-di-da, good for me, and all of a sudden the teacher starts pounding on the door, and I go, is Griffin okay? No, all parents need to participate in practice. I look at her. I pause for like 5 seconds. I go, don't ever knock on my door ever again. I rolled up the window.
On brand.
Yeah. Thank you. You're on at 4 o'clock, as I know every day.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed, friend.
See you, Rena.
Bye.
Rena Sargentopoulos, Care 11. Jason will preview his show leading up to Twins and Rangers right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mr. DeRusha is here as we
continue
to play this great music as a tribute to Sly and the Family Stone.
Very
passing
nice.
Away yesterday.
Very nice.
The age of 82.
Before my time, but it's nice to be able to hear some of these songs.
Well, there's a lot before
I'm
your
very
time.
Young. Very young.
Well, okay, we will have, in a couple months, Song of the Summer.
Yeah, so I've been prepping a little
bit. I need to get on my horse because, again, I'm loyal here to our station.
Sure.
But I like pop
music.
It's
all you listen to. 100%. We were just talking about
Yeah, that. Exactly. Very close. I need to get back on my KD horse. Do we have some early contenders for songs of the summer?
There's, you know, Sabrina Carpenter has come out.
Again?
With a new song. It's not a banger, though.
Okay.
I have not heard anything yet that has me convinced that it's in it. But if you know a good song of the summer, text us.
Yeah. It'll be on the radar. What is your opening?
We get another month, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're fairish. What's your opening topic today?
Today we're talking about protests and we're talking about Trump. And we got,
Donald is about to talk.
Would you go to the military parade in D.C. is the question.
That's a very fair question. He says you better not protest. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to talk anymore.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.